Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't we going out tonight?
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. My blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, et cetera, et cetera. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question, and we'd like to know what you think. And we'll report back to you how things turn out. But also, when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how their poll's going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Nancy Duarte is our guest, D-U-A-R-T-E, if you're Googling her. She is the author of Resonate, Present Visual Stories That Transform Audiences. I like to think of transforming suspects into prospects and prospects into customers. And that's Duarte.com, right, Nancy?
Yeah, Duarte.com.
So check it out. Nancy, in the last segment, we talked about why people need to get off their backsides and take their game, their presentation game up a notch, or maybe more than a notch, and actually get out there and make a presentation, how to do it the right way. But let's talk about some of the execution things. Let's assume that they're saying, okay, I believe you. I'm going to go do more presentations. How do I do them, Nancy?
Well, That's a big question. I always start analog. I start by sketching out on sticky notes. But first thing you have to do is start to think about the audience. So often when we're the star of the stage, we feel like we're the star of the show. Therefore, we think we're the hero in the movie that's going on.
You mean like a talk show? I mean like a radio talk show host?
Okay. Yeah, or like if you're presenting on a stage or if you're presenting. Right. Yeah. And in reality, that's the wrong stance because the people in the audience are the ones that are a hero. They're the ones that are going to buy your product. They're the ones that are going to spread your idea.
Yep.
And I think having a stance of humility and spending time thinking through what a day in the life is like in their shoes and really spend time feeling like you've gotten to know them and know who they are and know what they want out of life because they're giving you an hour of their life.
Well, hopefully...
In my life, that's a long time.
Hopefully, by the time you make the presentation, you've qualified them to some degree so that you know a little bit about them. Just don't make sure that you pay attention to that when you put your presentation together.
Exactly.
Don't act, if you show up acting like you never talked to them by giving them some canned speech, well, guess what? That meeting's over.
Exactly. And I think that's the point. And to make it more personal, more meaningful to them, it means thinking a bit about what's on their mind.
One of the things you talk about, or you call it the five types of star moments.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit. What is a star moment?
A star moment is an acronym for something they'll always remember. And every presentation can have one. It can be a phrase that's so meaningful and so poetically done, like Martin Luther King. I would say his star moment was the I Have a Dream stanza that he used. It could be a little dramatization to really get your point across. It could be something very powerful, a demo of your product that's just something they'll never forget.
Is it possible that a lot of star moments just happen that you couldn't predict them, but you have to be ready for them and seize the moment?
You have to be ready, yeah. They don't happen without some planning because sometimes you might have to bring a prop or be completely prepared. But I do believe that the best ones are planned. And sometimes you should use them, sometimes you shouldn't, and you should read, obviously be reading your audience the whole time to understand what it is that will move them the most.
Let me give you an example of how I would think a star moment would be.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that a prospect that you're going to be presenting to was committed to a certain thing, liked a certain thing, this was their big thing that they were worried about the most.
Mm-hmm.
And you came up with an idea that you would put in your presentation that would connect with them for that one thing that was really on their mind. I would be prepared, if I were you, to think that might become a star moment and be prepared to go with that. What do you think about that?
I completely agree. And you need to make sure that the degree of the dramaticness of your star moment is appropriate, too, for the audience. But absolutely, you need to be drawing attention. It's the moment of a presentation that you know they're going to leave the room and talk about.
But it can't be contrived.
No, it cannot be contrived.
The best ones are natural, aren't they?
Right. You don't want it to be like a really bad camp skit or something like that. But, yeah, it has to be sincere.
Right. All right. Talk to us a little bit more about star moments. I like this.
Yeah, I there's been some.
Could a star moment come from an actual photograph or a visual of some kind?
Yeah, actually, it could be a visual, a video visual or a still visual, something that is has an emotional reaction. Because the point is, a lot of times we go in heavily weighted towards the analytical. 100% of most presentations is analytical. And what I'm trying to convince people to do is use storytelling, visuals, anything else that will actually evoke some sort of an emotion. Because emotion you actually feel in your physical mm-hmm. body, and that's what that's a lot about what this is about. And storytelling is another way to create a star moment.
Could a star moment not be a moment at all, but maybe an overall feeling?
Yeah.
Instead of saying star moment, could we just call it star because it could be the fact that you appeared to really care about what their concerns are, and maybe you actually said to them, what can I do to help you? Could that something like that be star?
The star moment might be that you show up and you're selfless.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. How's that work?
Well, it's interesting that one of the concepts in the book is that you're not the hero. Like I was saying, the audience is the hero. Yeah. Well, the role of the presenter is mentor. And the mentor, at least in myths and movies, they come alongside. They're the ones with a magical gift, a helpful tool,
right,
or they help the hero get unstuck. Well, it's mm-hmm. not very often that you sit through a presentation that does one of those three things. So just if they leave the talk feeling like, wow, I'm different because
right.
I have this new tool in my tool belt, that's something they'll always remember, too.
Well said. Nancy, give us the website one more time, please.
It's duarte.com, D-U-A-R-T-E.
And the book is called Resonate. It's available wherever books are sold?
Yes. It's
okay.
Available everywhere now.
Everywhere. Check it out. Nancy, will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim. Thank you.
You have a lot more to teach us. We'll get you back real soon. Thanks for being
here. Okay, thanks.
Nancy Duarte, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after this break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.